Let's talk about a lot.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to thank you for joining us, by the way.
Thank you for having me.
Let's start with at the Epstein survivors on your first week back.
Yeah.
That the House Speaker thought that, I believe, that he would get you guys off of this or get the country off of this, but didn't happen.
Well, they dismissed us a week early, you remember, in August, to avoid taking a vote on releasing the Epstein files. I had the privilege of sitting with some of the victims. The Democratic Women's Caucus met in closed-door session with them to just be supportive, to listen to their stories, and to let them know that we have their back. And so then to see the president dismiss their incredibly heart-wrenching stories. I mean, the courage and the bravery that these women have to stand in...
It's raining. We're going to walk over here a little bit.
To stand on the international stage and talk about what happened to them. And, you know, this is a Republican-created crisis.
Right.
They're the ones who brought this up. And that was one of the things that came up when we spoke with the women, is they are living. They were hoping to start moving on with their lives. All of a sudden, Ghislaine Maxwell has moved to a minimum security prison and is talking about what a great man the president is. And they're being forced to relive their nightmare. So they're in this purgatory now. And now they're like, release the files. Let's just have total transparency. Why is there this cover-up for rich and powerful people?
Why is there this cover-up for rich and powerful people?
The president should answer that, I think. There's no reason to not release the files. I think all Americans, if there are high-up Democrats or Republicans in those documents, I think we all want to know that. We don't want to have hardened criminals, pedophiles at high levels of our government.
We, you know, Thomas Massie is a Republican. He's pushing to have the files released. He was there with the survivors, speaking with them. And he said, I was surprised to hear him say, the flyover that happened during the, he thought it was on purpose and it was a purposeful distraction and sort of a F you to them.
The survivors, weren't sure. They were very aware. One of
Come on, let's go right here. We're good. The survivors were.
One of them.
I like this. We're going to keep this in.
This is great.
Yeah.
The elements. The woman who was speaking when the flyover happened was completely drowned out. So she stopped and waited, and we brought it up when we met with them. And they were so focused on sharing their stories, and they were obviously nervous. And didn't really put together what had happened. So they were, it was just sort of further outrage when they realized what he had done.
And but they didn't know at the time they were speaking, he was in the Oval Office saying it was a hoax and really just disrespecting them.
So disrespecting them. Yeah.
Yeah. You were in that meeting with the six victims, right? They met with Oversight Committee the night before they all spoke up. I heard that was a very intense, tense meeting.
Yeah, I heard that too. I'm not on the Oversight Committee, so I was not part of that meeting, but I was part of the meeting with the Democratic Women's Caucus.
Okay.
So it was just a group of women listening to these female victims. And it was a very intense meeting. You know, many women share the experience of sexual assault, unfortunately.
And men, I'm a survivor.
Exactly.
But I mean,
and that came up too.
Many more women than men.
Absolutely. Yeah. And to have their stories minimized, diminished, called a hoax, incredibly painful.
Yeah. It would seem like a no-brainer to me that the Republicans would get on board with this. Yeah. You do have some.
Yeah.
I think it's surprising allies, at least in this moment.
Yeah, I agree.
How do you feel about them?
I'm proud of their bravery. People ask me, what am I most surprised about as a freshman member of Congress? I'm most surprised at the lack of patriotism of my colleagues on the other side of the aisle. Honestly, passing policy.
We're getting wet. It's all right.
supporting policies that are going to hurt the American people and hurt our country.
Yeah.
So I am impressed that they are willing to stand up in this moment for the survivors. The least we can do, they're asking us to release these files. Let's release them.
You're a trooper because you're out here. You're like, this means a lot to you. A lot of folks are today. They're like, I'm going to go. I'm going to leave. You're like, let's do this.
Absolutely.
Why do you think it's important to be out in the elements, speaking to independent media about such issues?
Well, I mean, you think about what these women who were girls at the time went through. the manipulation, the grooming, the sexual abuse and rape that they underwent, and then to be gaslit.
Sorry. Comedy of errors. That was a water bottle, but go on. Yeah. To be gaslit.
To be gaslit and told that they're lying, that this is a hoax, that they're making this up, when in fact Republicans and Republican right-wing media has sowed conspiracy theories around this and has pushed this. Pam Bondi, Attorney General, you remember, she said, they're on my desk.
Yeah.
Soon to
it's
be released.
A lot. Yeah, you're going to see all this stuff.
And now, and then we learned that she told the president that he is in the files. We don't know in what capacity.
Redacted his name.
It strikes me that that is the least we can do for these women who have been through the horror of what they've been through.
I want to move on and talk about other horrors, because when you were on break, there was this horrible school shooting.
Yeah.
Two kids died, and of course the shooter, and this is very, you're a physician, but also this is your state, right?
Yeah, right next to my district, yeah. You know, I know a lot of people in the Annunciation Catholic school community. Many of us, of course, do. It's just so horrifying. And here we are again in this uniquely American problem that we keep doing again and again. To lose these 2 8 and 10-year-old children, little kids, and the horror of so many others being shot. You know, I attended the vigil that happens kind of spontaneously the night of the shootings, and I spoke to some of the law enforcement officers, and they were just shaken. One of them said, I don't know if some of our guys are going to get over this. And you can imagine the scene that they walked into of little children's bodies blown apart by this gunfire, blood everywhere, traumatized children. This is the thing with gun violence. We think about how many people died and were injured. The ripple effect through a community goes on and on and on. The trauma of gun violence in the United States is not well enough studied, in my view. But we know anecdotally and from some evidence that the trauma goes on and on. I think about my fellow healthcare workers who were there ready to accept this mass casualty event at HCMC, which is our big level one trauma center in Minneapolis. They're going through it too.
Yeah.
The director of emergency medicine at HCMC did a press conference, did such an outstanding job explaining what had happened, explaining how they cared for these kids, and mentioned the trauma that the healthcare workers went through, are still going through, and will continue to go through.
I think inevitably, if we don't do something, every single community will be in it. But every single community, I believe, most of them have gun issues,
yeah,
right? Because
sure,
there are more guns in America than there are
people.
But when it hits that close to home, can you try to at least explain to people what that feels like?
Well, you know, as a physician, I'm a mom, I've got 3 kids, I'm a physician. Knowing that in the United States, the number one killer of children is gun violence, it's horrifying.
And it's not drag queens? You know what I'm saying? Anyways, go on.
I do.
Yeah.
No, not even close. it's preventable. We have to garner the political will. And you look at polling even, the vast majority of Americans want some common sense gun reform.
Yeah.
We got it. We have to continue to move toward that. We have to. Elections have consequences. We have to move toward a space where we have leaders who want to make change.
The Don Lemon Show is brought to you by the Freedom From Religion Foundation. So let's talk some facts here. Across the U.S., politicians are pushing religion into public schools. Posters of the Ten Commandments, chaplains without clinical training, vouchers that reroute public money to private religious schools. Many that exclude LGBTQ students or non-Christians. It is happening right now. But the Freedom From Religion Foundation, they're fighting back and they're winning. I want to tell you about what they did recently. Just recently, a federal court issued a preliminary injunction stopping a Texas law that would have forced public schools to display the Ten Commandments, to display it in every single classroom. That is what defending the First Amendment looks like. That's what it looks like in courts, in Congress, and in classrooms, protecting students from religious coercion and keeping public education truly public. Learn more at ffrf.org/school or text my first name, Don, to 511-511. That's D-O-N to 511-511. Don't let your rights be rewritten. Visit ffrf.org/school or text Don to 511-511. Text fees may apply. Support comes from Lean. Look, we've all seen the fad diets, the juice cleanses, the cabbage soup, raw food crazes. You lose a few pounds and then you gain it right back. Doctors even have a name for it. It's called weight cycling. Half of Americans do it. They lose 10 pounds, they gain back 12, and over time that roller coaster can lead to diabetes, liver problems, even heart disease. That's why doctors created Lean. It is a non-prescription oral supplement, not an injectable. The science behind it is pretty impressive. It's studied ingredients and it helps in three powerful ways. Lean helps maintain healthy blood sugar, it controls appetite and cravings, and it helps burn fat by converting it into energy. So the weight comes off and the weight stays off. Now, if you're ready to break the cycle and lose meaningful weight at a healthy pace, add Lean to your diet and exercise routine. Right now, get up to 20% off at takelean.com when you enter the code LEMON. That's LEMON at takelean.com. And remember, use that code word. And thanks to all of our sponsors.
And it's not only frustrating, I think it's insulting to the people who are involved when folks say, this is the time to offer thoughts and prayers. We shouldn't be politicizing this or talking about those issues. We need to respect. I think it's completely disrespectful that you don't talk about it, because now we're doing this. I don't think it's even a week out. Yeah. And have you heard about it? Have you guys discussed
it? We've moved on, right? Well, and I thought the principal of Annunciation Catholic School at the press conference, in the wake of what had just happened to his school, to these beautiful little kids, had the presence of mind to quote this African proverb where he said, we have to pray, but we have to move our feet while we're praying. So beautiful. Absolutely. We should all pray in whatever way that we do to bring us comfort. And we have to move forward with action as well.
Speaking of things that are overwhelmingly unbelievable that we haven't dealt with, and that is coming to some sort of consensus on vaccinations. Florida is saying, you heard they made an announcement saying, hey, no more mandates on vaccinations and this kind of whatever. And then you have RFK Jr., his stance on vaccinations. He's been speaking, or he had to speak this week in front of a committee, and did not go so well. And you're laughing, that's an understatement. As a physician, what do you say? That's gotta be concerning for you when you have people like you and others saying publicly, and people who work for Health and Human Services, that you can't trust the information coming out of Health and Human Services. That is frightening.
It's very frightening. You know, I was one of the, we formed the first ever Democratic Doctors Caucus this year, because we finally have a critical mass of Democratic doctors. There's six of us. One of the first things we did early in the session was to call a press conference to explain our opposition to his nomination to lead HHS. This man is uniquely unqualified for that role. He has no medical or scientific background. He's never run a large organization. And he has peddled conspiracy theories about vaccines, about reproductive health care, about mental health care, uniquely unqualified. And now we're seeing our worst fears come to reality. So we held another press conference today calling for his resignation. This has to stop. The undermining of trust in public health and our institutions is so damaging. His firing of all 17 members of the ACIP committee, which makes experts who make recommendations about what the vaccine schedule should be, to CDC. He has now filled it with people who share some of his ideological, non-scientific views about vaccines. One of the things that I think it's important for people to know is if they completely change the vaccine schedule, if ACIP does and then CDC approves it, that means more than half of American children will not have access to vaccines. We make them free for kids because it's that important for public health. Yeah. So unless you are able to purchase them, which most people are not able to, more than half of our kids are not going to be vaccinated. And the implications of that are staggering.
Yeah.
You know, as a physician, I'm one who's been practicing for more than 20 years. I've never seen polio, just started to see a little bit of pertussis, partly because people
are measles, meningitis.
No measles, never. I've seen meningitis, but that's different. But some of these preventable diseases, many of us have never seen them because vaccines are so effective at stamping them out.
COVID.
As I'm an OBGYN, we know that pregnant women are more susceptible to becoming very ill if they contract COVID during their pregnancy. They absolutely should be vaccinated against COVID. That should be the recommendation.
Yeah.
Not a mandate, the recommendation. And that's my issue with the Florida Surgeon General. He should be making recommendations, it's not my place. You're the Surgeon General of Florida. It is your place to make good public health recommendations to the people of Florida.
Yeah. RFK asked by, I don't know why, the senator from Louisiana,
Bill Cassidy.
Dr. Bill Cassidy, and that's my home state, saying, asking him if he thought that Donald Trump should get a Nobel Peace Prize for the COVID vaccine. I mean, I don't know if he remembers that Donald, he did do it, but then he ran away from it because his, you know, his base hated it. And now he wants to get a, what is going on here?
I mean, Operation Warp Speed was an incredible success story.
Yes.
The speed with which we got vaccines into people's arms saved millions of lives, quite literally millions of lives. And the fact that they've now cut $500 million out of mRNA vaccine research, one of the many bad things that is happening right now. I mean, this is unbelievable technology that could be used in a future respiratory pandemic, which will happen at some point. Mm. Also really exciting research into using it for cancer vaccines. So we're just turning away from it because some guy who has some kind of conspiracy theories and ideological political perspective on the mRNA technology now leads the biggest health agency in our country is saying, nah, it doesn't make sense.
So having depressed the people who've been watching us as a freshman member with someone with fresh eyes, what do you see? Is there any hope for us? Is there anything that you can offer that's a glass half full, something positive?
Absolutely. This is the United States of America. We, in spite of our flaws, in spite of our checkered history, in spite of us never living up to our stated ideals, we, I believe, are the greatest country in the history of the world. We can do hard things. We're in a difficult time. Some damage is going to be done, but we're going to get through this. I really believe that.
Thank you, Congresswoman Kelly Morrison. So next time we'll bring an umbrella.
Okay, sounds good.
Thank you so much. Let's go back inside.
Yeah, right.
Thanks, everyone, for watching. Your support means the world to us. So make sure you hit the like button and you subscribe to our channel to make sure that you never, ever miss a video. We're live every day, 10 a.m. Eastern time. We drop even more content at 2 p.m. Eastern and 5 p.m. Eastern. And if you want more Don Lemon Show content, we'd love for you to become a member of the Lemon Community, where you will receive access to special community posts. You'll get exclusive content and members-only live shows. So head over to our channel page or click the join button on this video. Again, thank you for watching. We appreciate your love and your support, and we will see you next time.